35 minutes after 8 o'clock, it is DJ Fresh Remix, Love Sick, on Unisa Radio, African Voice. It's all about you, myself and Ole, at your pleasure.
Thank you for your ears.
Thank you for your ears. www.unisafm.co.za, that is our live audio link if you want to listen to us via the internet.
Yes, or you can also follow us on Twitter at Unisa Radio. Or you could SMS us on 34995.
Okay, as you know, it is 8:36, and we did promise you an interview, yes, with someone very prominent here at the university.
We're talking to a doctor.
A doc?
Can so you... don't mess around with us.
It feels really good, I must say. Okay, we are talking about the Chancellor's Prize for Excellence in Research.
Yes.
Yeah, and we have the doctor here with us, okay? So we're going to give him the honors of introducing himself.
And actually explaining to us what is this research award and who it goes out to. Dumela.
Morning, and how are you doing?
Great. Okay, this is good. Dr. Natwere.
Natwere. Yeah. I'm with the research management, so I'm the director of the research management section of the research department of UNISA. We've got the various awards that we give out to our excellent researchers.
Sorry, doctor, maybe we can start by explaining what the research department does at UNISA.
That's an interesting one. Each and every university has got a research department,
yes.
Usually research management office, where research policies are looked into, scrutinized and developed, implemented, the research plans of the university are put together. So our department looks into research management issues. We also do technology transfer and commercialization of research at the university. So there are various things that we do within the research department.
So it's basically research.
It's research and research management.
Management. Yeah. There we go. Okay.
All right. So this Excellence in Research Award, who does it go out to? Does it go to... Okay, let's start here. How do you get to a researcher's level? You need to have a PhD, right? So me and Emmanuel can't just rock up and want to be researchers.
You're definitely right. You can't.
Thanks for clearing that out.
Yeah, hey, like, thanks.
You make us feel so much better.
You can't just wake up and say, I'm a researcher.
I want to be a researcher, right.
You need to do quite a lot of work. Preferably, you should have a master's degree. Mm-hmm. You can start doing some research internships, some research training. But the basic requirement really is that you should have a PhD.
Okay.
So yeah, he says like your basic requirement. Like,
right.
You know, you should just have a PhD.
I'm not going to even go there.
Yeah, walking down the road and the PhD was just there.
So the reason why Dr. Natwere is here with us is to talk about the call for the Chancellor's Prize for Research for 2012 and 2011. Okay. Yeah. So just take us through that. What does that mean and who does it apply for? Is it a prize? Then an award, what is it actually?
Let me take you back a bit, tell you that we've got numerous awards for research that we give out to our excelling researchers. This is a premier prize. It's the highest prize that you can get as a researcher at UNISA, the Chancellor's Award, because it is given out by the Chancellor, and you would know that the Chancellor...
It's Judge Bernard Ngope, right?
Yeah, exactly. So this is the highest award as a researcher that you can get. There are many other awards that we give out to our researchers. We have got a Women in Research Award, which we also give out. We have got awards that we give out to researchers who have attained NRF rating. I don't want to go into details because I will take forever to explain what
Ole
it is
might
all
sleep.
About.
Yeah.
Excuse me, okay? Excuse me.
So the Chancellor's Prize alternates with the Principal's Prize. So this year we give the Chancellor's Prize. Next year we will give the Principal's Prize in research. The Chancellor's Prize, as you have already said, is given out by the Chancellor, Bernard Ngwepe, the judge. And it is given through nominations. So we can nominate a group of researchers or an individual researcher. You can even nominate yourself if you are a good researcher, provided you look at the criterions and realize that you do meet those criterions. You can nominate yourself and give us a summarized CV and proof of your achievements over the past 2 years.
So you actually need to sort of document all your those theses that you've done in order to prove that you've done research, or do you basically need like, you know, a letter of
recommendation?
Yeah. Or,
yeah, you do get a letter of recommendation from your colleagues, so that strengthens your nomination. Because we've got adjudication afterwards. Once we've received all these nominations, we'll sit down in a committee and do the adjudication and end up nominating a few awardees. So that letter of motivation from your colleagues, even a letter from yourself explaining what it is that you have achieved, you have done, also providing evidence. If you have published a book, you have authored a book, then you can give us the book as well. If you have supervised students over the past years, and there is record that some of your students are excellent students, they have achieved beyond the average, then you can provide that evidence. There is a host of research output activities that are expected, which are outlined here.
Can I just ask, out of interest, what is your research area? Like, because you're a doctor.
Me,
right?
As an individual.
As an individual, yes. It just come across my mind, like you're a doctor, so you
I'm
also
laughing
must...
the same laugh.
Yeah.
Ole, yeah. That is a... That is
but
a no-
what is your area of study?
No, I'm from sociology.
All right.
Yes.
You just had to. You just had to ask the doctor.
I want to be a professor in politics one day, okay?
Yes. After this, we go into the nitty-gritties. We'll be talking about the actual prize, who can apply, how to apply, where to submit, what to take note of, and the actual award state on the table.
Mm.
The Temper Trap. Sweet,
can we come?
Sweet disposition. And
yeah.
If you just tune in, it is the Morning Cruise, myself and Ole having so much fun now with the doctor here. Ole Tabo went into a green area and actually posed a very, you know, interesting question.
But, very important question.
Very important question, yeah. So we're going to be sort of progressing with the doctor. We are going to talking about the Chancellor's Prize for Research that's taking place this year, Doc.
Yes.
Okay.
Indeed. Yeah.
Right. And we basically went through and spoke about the whole process of research.
How you get there.
Ole Tabo posed the question and how, you know, what qualifications you need. And clearly most students are going to have a problem if they do want to register. I'm talking about, you know, undergraduates, I guess. So you need to have be of a higher...
you should be aspirant.
Wow.
Basically, you should have your MA. If you don't have your MA, don't take chances.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, okay. Don't take chances.
Ole Tabo. Yeah. Right. So we're going to be talking now about the actual prize. Doc, can you just tell us?
Yes.
What is the prize?
The prize is a monetary value. It's not only a monetary value. It's a certificate. That
so
is
in normal English, it's money.
It is. So you're given some money for being an excellent researcher.
Wow.
By
how much
the, by the Chancellor.
Can we know?
You can get good money.
Okay.
What I challenge you to do is attend
the ceremony.
When is it?
This ceremony historically used to take place during the opening day of the university. You know, every year we open the university officially. It used to open to be handed out during the opening ceremony. But this year we've changed. This is the first year in which the prize will be given during the research week. And the research week takes place between the 12th and 16th of March. So during that period, we are going to have a range of research activities taking place in the university.
Okay.
So it will be everything research.
So it's in the during the month of March. So yeah. I guess it will be advertised and, you know, people will know more about it as time goes on.
The award itself will be given at a research gala dinner, which is going to take place on the 15th in the evening. So from 6 o'clock onwards, we're going to have a lavish affair. And you can come around. And
That's what I was going to ask. That was the next thing. I was like, are we invited?
The doctor is formally inviting us.
Yeah.
Ole, you've got a dress, right?
Yeah, I wrote it on the 15th of March.
Yes.
Gala evening.
Yeah.
For, we are going, you're my date, my friend.
Right. I am, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So coming up, we're going to be progressing more. Ole Tabo, you want to ask something?
Yes. Since you say the prize is monetary value, is there like a second prize or is it just one prize?
There are numerous individuals who will get
right,
a prize.
That's
so
right.
Each and every college has to nominate
okay.
its own candidates. as indicated in the advertisement.
Okay.
Is it like the World Cup where there's like the best of the best and then everybody else after that
follows?
It
makes sense if it's like that, you know?
Yeah, like, you know.
I know where you're going.
Yeah. No, we're not trying to be...
No, we're not trying to say that, but is it that way or is it just 10 best people?
It is. Just it's very difficult at times really to compare.
Oh, it's different
they work in different fields, different disciplines, and they do different things. So you can't say this innovation is much more better than that,
the other one.
You know? You find that that is from humanities, and this one is actually the science.
Exactly.
All right.
So it becomes very difficult to say this is the best researcher and this is second best researcher. It is doable, but it's not that easy.
It's just like 10 best people.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. How do people apply?
Individuals nominate themselves. So if you know that...
No, I'm out.
You're out.
Yeah. Me, I'm in.
You're in.
As a researcher, if you know that you've been highly productive in the past 2 years. Mm. So we're looking at research output of the past 2 years, 2010, 2011.
Right.
So if you've had research output 29 backwards, that will not be
2009
to 2010.
10, okay.
That will
so
not
you
be
need
considered.
Post 2010, so 2010, 2011.
Exactly.
Maybe 2012.
Exactly.
No, but 2012 is just started.
Right. 2012 will be considered in 2 years' time.
Oh, right. Okay.
So you need to be, that is the criteria. You need to have research within those 2 years.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have to be, is it research of UNISA, just of UNISA?
This research should have been done while you are in the employ of UNISA.
Oh.
So if you have just joined UNISA and you're coming from UCT for argument's sake, and you have had very good research output while you're there, that will not be considered. You should have been here.
At UNISA.
For the past 2 years.
But this is not necessarily research that is done on and about UNISA. You could be doing research about anything.
The important thing is that you need to be at UNISA.
Exactly.
All right.
Wow. So a permanent staff member.
Permanent staff member.
Do you also need to be a research fellow?
When we say permanent staff members, we are also taking into consideration individuals who are on long-term contracts. So if you are on a contract of 2 years plus, we consider you as a permanent staff member.
And
because we do also have a lot of researchers that are on contracts.
So are all these people that are applying research fellows?
They are full-time academics, senior lecturers, associate professors, some are just researchers. There are full-time researchers, yeah.
Wow.
That's the job I want to end up doing.
And you'll be so good at it. I really have faith in you, Oletau.
I know.
So much. Okay.
I know.
Down in the nitty-gritties, the nomination closing date, I read here, is the 3rd of February. So this means after the 3rd of February, no more submissions will be allowed.
No more submissions.
Okay. So if you're a researcher, a doctor, an academic who has been researching, and you have your research...
Output. Yes.
You need to do it before the 3rd of February 2012. Okay.
Exactly.
I read here that the vetting committee meeting, is this where you decide?
This is when we do adjudication.
Oh.
We look at
also, there's a panel of people.
There is a panel of people.
Are you going to be there, Doc?
Of course.
Nice.
Wow. So you actually, do you read all the research?
We go through each and every application, look at achievements. Let's take, for argument's sake, there may be 100 applications. It means we'll start...
that much.
It's highly possible. So we'll start ranking some of these applications and say who of these individuals are the best achievers. Taking into cognizance that we will take 2 individuals from each college, from each
So you're going to sit for
school.
A whole day going through all of these.
We're likely going to sit through the whole day or even 2 days. Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
But,
well,
that's thorough. Yeah, that's thorough, yeah. You know, you trust that these people have made a good decision.
Finally, the Research and Innovation Week is the 15th of March. That's actually the awards date, okay?
That is the day I told you there will be the gala dinner. Yes.
Okay. No, we're not just happy because it's the gala, but it's a very prestigious day, I must say. For all the, you know, people who have submitted their research outputs, I'm guessing it's a day that marks... to see if they actually, you know, were recognized or not.
By that time, we will already have issued them letters, told them that, or just verbally notified them that they should present themselves at the gala dinner, and then.
So you've attended the gala dinner before.
Numerous.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Just tell us. Do some professors like cry if they don't, you know, get the award?
Yeah, because that would be interesting. It's like, imagine you think you've got it, but you don't got it. It's not there.
I think our professors are so used to these processes, they don't have time for
tears. They don't have tears? Oh, okay. I'm just.
Oh, but then do they also have like a thank you speech? Like it's like an award ceremony?
Mainly because the program itself is a bit tight. We generally do not give them a lot of time to talk about what they've been doing. They can just say thank you and it's been a good journey. I've enjoyed my research, and that's generally it.
Wow.
Wow.
Mouthful.
So are we invited?
I think the two of you are invited.
Yes.
Oh, so it's on record.
Power
on record,
to you,
I'm
Professor.
Going to a gala evening dinner.
You can also pick up a few things for your broadcast from there. I think that will help a lot.
Most definitely. Most
so we'll
definitely.
See if we can actually do an outside broadcast, myself and Oletabo.
Yeah.
It'll be very exciting.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that, because it could be very good.
Doctor,
we appreciate
you.
Your time.
Thank you so much for the invite.
Okay.
For all those professors who have been tuning in, I am not even say professors, all the listeners who are listening and who are interested in sort of applying for this, you need to have your research output ready by this or next month, the 3rd of February 2012. Just take note of that one. If you want more information, just send us an email, unisaradio@unisa.ac.za. Oletabo and I should be able to respond to you. Professor, we want your last words. Oletabo, I want to say something.
One more thing. How do people get in contact with the research department?
What you could do, specifically for these awards or generally?
Generally.
Generally, what you could do is phone the PA of the executive director, Ms. Dudu Mukoa. Her direct number is 429-4664.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Doc. Enjoy the rest of your day, and all the best for, you know, the process of selecting the best candidate to win the award.
Yes, and we'll see you on the 15th.
Oh, my apologies. The direct contact number is, it ends with 2446.
2446. So it's 012-429-2446. 2446. Dudu Mukoa.